The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Angry girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Frankenstein was the first in line. Wolfman came up next. Dracula was doing his stuff, breathing down my neck. Jump back, Matrix, here comes a hunchback, better get out of his way. Fee-fee-fi-fi-fo-fo-fum, it was a monster's holiday. Hey folks, welcome to part three of our Halloween 2018 celebration. The prices...
Celebration, Justin. Can I celebration?
Well, I said celebration because we slashed prices on all the late model Fords that we've got cluttering up our showroom floor. Mm-hmm. We gotta make room for the 2020s, people. The 2020s are coming in.
We got Ford Cadillacs. We got Ford Priuses. We got Ford Lincolns. We got all the Fords.
We got the new Ford Prius. It runs on hate.
Yeah,
that one's coming in. That one's coming in at 36 large. You can walk out of the showroom in it for $34, and then that one's yours. You're gonna drive that puppy home today. Bad credit, no credit, reverse credit.
Mm-hmm. My credit, your credit.
Oh shit, we owe you money. Oh yeah. Damn,
with
we're
prices
a bad business.
So low, it's scary.
Please come in and let us settle our debts with you,
please.
Please, we owe you a car.
We feel so guilty. That time when you saved our life, we owe you this car, please.
Hey, come on in. We just refilled the soda machine, and now we got hot dogs.
Please, come in. We froze Griffin in a block of ice so that you would come look at him.
Let me out. They didn't add a pee hole.
Oh, no.
It's just filling up. You got to say your fucking name and the name of the show. I am in hell.
My name is Justin McElroy, and I'm the oldest... Bruther.
Okay. My name is Travis McElroy, and I am the middlest Bruther.
Come up with your own thing.
Well, you didn't really come up with your own thing, so.
I'm your youngest Bruther and 30 big skeletons, Griffin McElroy.
30 big skeletons sitting on each other's shoulders and driving a late model Honda that's got to get out of this showroom.
We are out of room between all the skeletons and these late model Hondas and Fords and Ford Hondas. We need you to come take some of them because they're in the bathroom. We haven't been able to use the bathroom for weeks.
Folks, if you don't come by these cars, these 30 tiny skeletons sitting on each other's shoulders dressed in a trench coat are going to come take them all. And I hate it. I hate it when they're around.
We don't know how to drive, but we'll gone in 60 seconds your ass and your whole family's ass.
Yes, please. Please come. And listen, we'll give you the money directly. No need to go through a blood bank.
All right.
Okay, well, anyway.
I think that was a 30-second radio spot.
And this is also an advice show for the modern era.
We're pumpkin them full of gas before you take them off the lot.
Pumpkin them full of gas.
That's really good. Do you think people are confused because when they're listening to this, it is November 5th?
Yeah, so you do want to vote tomorrow, but we figure a lot of famous people that you trust are telling you to do that, and you should obviously do that, and future us is probably telling you to do that as well. But past us, it's the 31st, and we're just trying to fucking kick it for a second. If you could just let us kick it.
People talk about Christmas for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Sure.
To be fair, not after. Usually, you don't normally hear people in mid-January like, damn, I love Jesus and his birthday. No, Santa and all his miracles.
I feel like there is a window between the 25th and the 1st where you can still have some remnant Christmas.
The week between.
Yes, of course. Dead zone.
Yes. And we have as many late model Fords and Hondas as we need.
Accepting no trade-ins.
No trade-ins.
There's one Mazda on the lot. If you find the Mazda, it's yours.
For free. Please, if you find a red sports car with a giant grill that looks like a mouth, that is a teenager that we are waiting to cool off. So he will transform back. Please don't buy this Turbo Teen.
We are getting so late in the year to make our Turbo Teen reference for 2018. Thank God we got there.
When the Turbo Teen transforms back, we always focus on the one transformation into the car. If there's someone driving the Turbo Teen when he transforms back, does the Turbo Teen just absorb them, or does
the word is digest, Griffin? When a human being,
well, or is it just like he's like standing in human form, but he has like two sets of every appendage?
Well, what happens
I mean?
Is
real Zaphod Beeblebrox situation.
Mm-hmm. As he transformed back at the end, you're just left with like your finger in his mouth, and then so then it's just like awkward. But it's fine.
But if his finger is spicy, if he just ate some Flamin' Hot Cheetos, here I go again on my own.
And then you're back in and driving. That's actually the only way to get into Boy Car.
Mm-hmm, that's the keys.
If you're taking a long road trip with your friend Turbo Teen, you just have to keep sticking your spicy finger into his mouth every 20 minutes. It's miserable. Are there times when Turbo Teen regains consciousness and he's naked on a highway with oncoming traffic coming at him because he didn't get spicy foods?
Yes.
Yeah. If Turbo Teen car gets in a crash and transforms back into human, what's he look like? Is he all messed up? Does he get all jacked up?
If he like has a bladder infection and it burns when he pees, does he turn into a turbo car?
I don't remember any of this show, but I do wonder what kind of mysteries or adventures they were having, since like a bunch of teens and their one friend who's a car sometimes are equally as like threatening as a bunch of teens, one of whom is rich enough to own a car. Because that's basically their superpower, is they know how to get a car for a second.
The only superpower I can imagine Turbo Teen having is like one of the bad guys lifts him up, and while he is above the bad guy's head, he eats a pepper.
He eats a buffalo tender.
Squish.
Crushes him.
This is gonna freak you guys out. Do you know that there were exactly and only 13 episodes of Turbo Teen ever made?
Really?
We have probably talked more about Turbo Teen than it would take you to watch the entirety of
the entire duration of the program.
From September 8th, 1984 to December 1st, 1984. And that's it, folks. That's the ball game. That's all you got of Turbo Teen, which will be, let me run the math, 35 years old.
Damn, it's older than me.
Now, hold on. You said 84? So I was only about a year old. Griffin was still 2 years away from being born. How do I know about this show just from you telling me about it when you were four, Justin?
I guess I was just wild about it and telling this baby that lived in my house about the car that can transform into a person, I guess.
I got a reboot. And it's about a grandpa that whenever he eats sour food, turns into a helicopter.
Oh, that's pretty good.
It's called Choppa Papa.
Choppa Papa.
Yes. Yes, 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 yes.
Oh, boy. That's very good.
Sky Grandpa.
The Sky Grandpa sounds like when you've retranslated it back from the Japanese title.
Overseas, it will be known as Sky Grandpa, but here, Choppa Papa.
What if we did a crossover event? We set the reboot in the world of Pixar's Cars, and this will be like whenever Mater eats some cold food, he turns into a man.
Oh, I would love to see that. I would love to see what just a human looks like in that world. Should we do advice? Because it's been almost 10 minutes now. I'm starting to get a little antsy that it's going to be one of those episodes.
My boss and I were working on a project on my computer, and she asked me to bookmark a link, probably for murder.com or ghosts.org or something spooky.
Haunted.pizza.
Haunted.pizza. Hey, hold on real quick. Sorry. Stop the podcast. Hey, Griffin.
Yeah.
Can you stop the podcast?
Yeah, I'll pause it.
Go ahead and everybody stop your podcasts, please. And that is, okay, folks, $38. I don't mind if I do. Haunted.pizza is your home.
Yes, we got it.
We got it, folks. Everybody relax. Haunted.pizza is your home for the latest and greatest in podcasting. Okay, so I got Haunted.pizza. Let's move on.
How do you do that so fucking fast? That was not edited. That Justin really did that that fast. It's wild.
Do you just
wild.
Keep it open when we record? Do you no, just I'm, have like the cursor over the box to enter in?
I'm just always logged into our domain host, and I.
All right,
and I know the interface like the back of my hand at this point.
Yeah, at this point, I would say.
Has that domain host? Do they call you now and they're like, "Hey, are you okay? We're worried about you."
No, they're like, "You're gonna be rich someday when Teen Google pays off." I'm like, yeah, I know. My boss.
At what point did the bank stop calling you for fraud alerts for this exact purpose?
Right around this time that I sold them pressxtojason.com to redirect to Fifth Third. Anyway. Okay, so boss working on a project, computer bookmark link. When I did, the computer gave me the option to put the bookmark in one of the bookmark folders that I have set up. The first folder on my list is labeled Meats. My boss saw the name of the folder and said, Meats? M-E-A-T-S, by the way. And then chuckled. I didn't think anything of it because the folder was full of links about different game meat vendors that I had been researching for a Christmas present. After a few minutes, I realized that my boss likely thought that my meats folder was a cheekily named folder where I keep all of my porn links. By then, enough time had passed that I couldn't backtrack and explain the name of the folder without looking like I was trying to cover up having a folder of porn links. So, brothers, what's the best way to casually convey to my boss that I don't have a folder of porn on my work computer without making it seem like he thinks he doth protest too much situation? That's from Not a Dirty Bird in Brooklyn.
All right. I mean, you can't fix this. You cannot fix this because you could say like, no, come back here and look in my game meats folder. You're going to love it. I have so many venisons. And they're just going to think that you fucking changed it since they were last there. Mm-hmm. It is it because that is a really wild sort of usually I don't take on this tack with our listeners, but I think you're lying. I do think you had pornography in there, and then now you're like protesting too much that you like had to email the entire like universe by way of our show about it.
Man, this is tough. You should. This is something that other people can learn from. You shouldn't overthink things. You should just sort of say whatever the obvious thing is sometimes. You know?
Yeah.
You don't have to overthink it. Sometimes if somebody questions something, you shouldn't get too lost in the pros and cons, the whys and wherefores and why not. Just say, I'm going to buy meat for Chris's.
Yeah.
And do say that specifically. Don't say, I'm shopping for Christmas presents for you, so I can't tell you about it. Because that does seem non-legit.
Yeah. Hey, why are you bookmarking a bunch of meat for a present? I've never worked this hard for a present in my entire life.
Yeah. How many different options folder? Are you looking at that you can't keep track of them in your head?
Yeah, that's wild.
I don't believe you.
Yeah, it's not true. It's a falsehood.
I kind of was thinking about it. I was trying to give you the benefit of the doubt I don't believe you, kind of. I don't actually believe what you're saying. I think that the boss caught you.
Uh-huh.
If I could back up for a second. I'm sorry that I got so suspicious of you. I thank you for your support over the years. I assume that you're going to MaximumFund.org/donate and giving money to the show, and I so appreciate that. Thank you.
I'll believe you if you do that. That's easy.
Yeah, that's an easy one. It's a slam dunk. I don't know that your boss necessarily thinks it's a porn thing, because that would be wild to have a folder on your computer called Meats, and that's for porn. That's like very close. That's a semi cloak. That's not even actually cloaking it. Everybody's porn links are in the same directory, and it's labeled productivity and finance.
Spreadsheets for business.
It's definitely not.
Or simply media. Because that's not a lie. It's not inaccurate. It's not an inaccurate sort of filing mechanism.
The only reason you would label the folder meats is if you're trying to be sneaky, but also you know how forgetful you are. Like, you also make your password 123, and you're like, well, I want to hide my porn links, but I don't want to lose them.
Yeah.
I don't think there's anything you can do except, oh my gosh, if you get your boss some meat for Christmas, you give them the gift, you say, this is going to sound wild, but do you remember when you saw a directory called meats on my computer? This is assuming you haven't been summarily fired. You remember when you saw the directory? That was what this was for. I couldn't tell you back then. But because then it seems like commitment. It doesn't seem like you're backpedaling. It seems like you are committed to surprising everybody with some great meat.
And they're going to say, this is Hillshire Farm sliced roast beef that you got from Kroger's. It was pornography. Yeah. Just own it. Own it. Be it. It's fine if it was.
Can I offer a very drastic solution to this? Even more commitment? You're going to have to go into work tomorrow, quit, and announce that you're leaving to become a butcher. And that you've been dreaming of this for months, and it's time that you finally committed to your lifelong passion, butchering.
Perfect.
Yeah, that should work too. Either one, we've given you a lot of good stuff to go on. How about a Yahoo?
I'd love that. Thank you so much.
I got a good one here, and it's from Alex P. It's from Yahoo Answers user Akash. And we've never really done one like this, but I thought it would be a fun sort of conversation starter on this light and loose third Halloween episode of the year.
Okay.
Akash asks, would you rather have a cat with a human face or a dog with human hands instead of paws?
A cat with a human face.
Mm-hmm. Still meows, should we assume?
Let's let Justin finish, because that Travis just brought up something that's going to really change the dynamic.
A cat with a human face or a dog with human hands instead of paws?
Correct.
And feet or four hands?
Yeah, that was my other question.
Yeah, it just says hands instead of paws, so I was assuming two, but it could be four.
No, it has to be just two. I can almost wrap my mind around that, but there's something about it having four hands.
Yeah.
That's real. Yeah. Because I could see the dog then maybe walking on its hind legs and having hands a la like the funny dog from Family Guy. But like,
I love him.
I love the way he drinks. But the idea of four human hands plodding along on the ground.
It's too many. It's more than I have. It's more than I have, and therefore he would pose a threat to me and my family's safety. I mean, he's going to with two hands, four hands, like we're all done, right?
Yes.
This is so tough because it's like the face cat is going to be no good, especially if it talks human language. That's no good.
Sometimes I'll be like peeing, right? And like the cat will be in the bathroom because that is where her food bowl is. And like she'll look at me and it's fine because she's a cat. But now imagine that was a human face.
Yeah, that's rough. It is rough. It's going to look. And the thing is, the law of doppelgangers says that it will look exactly like somebody on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't know who. It could be anybody. What if it looks like Hugh Jackman?
What if it looks like my brother Justin?
What if it looks like Justin dressed as Wolverine?
Yeah.
You know, it's impossible to say. I want to give a counterpoint, like, because this is actually a very good question, I think, at this point.
Yes.
The problem I have with dog with hands is this. You've created this crime, right? This crime against the natural order that's sure to live in a lot of spiritual and sort of existential pain. And what you've done is, in addition to making it more monster than canine, you've also given it all the equipment it needs to use a gun. And that I hate. That I hate. I hate the part that it can now use tools, and including tools, one of those tools being a gun, that can use to take vengeance on you for willing it into existence. And I hate that part.
Face cat, you have not made more lethal. by creator. There's no choice. It is Face Cat. You must choose Face Cat. Hand Dog will kill you. Hand Dog will kill you for making it. Face Cat will try to kill you, but will have no like enhanced lethality. Not only that, like Face Cat's gonna suck to be around, and you gotta be around it because you can't throw it out because it has a human face, right? But Hand's Dog, if it doesn't kill you, is still gonna get up to no good. He has a dog's brain, so maybe he won't think to kill you. Maybe he still loves you because he's got a dog brain, but he also has a dog brain. He has a dog hunger, so he's gonna go in the kitchen and, you know, eat all of the lunch meats, and you can't tell him no. That's like telling a roommate, like, no, you can't eat the lunch meat. But they have human hands, so they're gonna do what the fuck they want to do.
But that's assuming that then Hand Dog is capable of utilizing the hands, because right now it's not like my dog with her paws is walking up and trying and getting frustrated because it doesn't work.
They can shake.
No, come on.
They can shake. They can sit on their hind legs and use the hand to shoot a gun. No question. Oh.
No fuck. Question.
But you've just made me that sealed the deal right there. The idea of doing like shake with a dog and a human hand,
a full meaty sailor's hand just extending out and taking I can't have a cat with a human face though. I don't want that either.
eyes or human eyes?
Okay, can it talk?
Yes.
I'm so fucking out.
I have less of a problem with that.
It can talk and it sounds exactly like Lorenzo music. Yes.
I love that. Now I'm back in. Does it eat cat food? I'm back out again.
Nope.
I don't want to see that.
That's the thing. If the cat can talk, then at the very least, I can A, apologize.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
B, like, then, like, I get that. But if it just has a human face that meows, I'm always going to be looking at it thinking, do you understand? Like, do you know? Do you know what's happening right now? Like, are you watching me? Do you hate me? What's happening?
And I don't want to see what the human face looks like when the cat makes brown in the litter box.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to have to confront
that. Catches a mouse?
Or catches a mouse. And oh, no, Trav.
Yeah, or licks itself.
But it's you can put sunglasses on it and...
Yep.
Come on.
But you could put mittens on the dog.
The only reason I'm going Face Cat sucks unilaterally, but it won't try and kill me like Hand Dog. I'm done. It's Face Cat for life.
Okay.
I can't. Griffin, the dog won't want to kill you, probably. The cat will have the face of Rush Limbaugh, definitely, and it'll just be waiting for you in the dark all the imagine that you wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning because you need to get some Imodium, and you walk into the hall, and who's that waiting for you? It's the face of Joe Pantoliano. He's trotting towards you, sashaying back and forth from your cat's body.
And what if it can talk, but it can just say hey in a human voice over and over again?
No, don't try to take the legs out from this. It talks. It talks human. I can have a conversation with it. I work from home. I'm lonely. Now I want Face Cat. Now it's not I don't want Hand Dog. Now it's I want Face Cat very badly. Science, make me a Face Cat.
You want a cat that's just like other cats, except it screams, why am I, at the top of its little lungs.
Why have you done this, creator?
He'll scream that for a bit, but then he'll be into it. Then it'll be fun.
Acceptance therapy.
Is it like a full human head or just the face?
It looks like a cat, like Mario in a tanuki suit, right? For sure.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Now, Hand Dog. Can this guy play guitar?
Ooh.
I don't think the hands would be. Maybe ukulele is maybe the best.
All right. Now we're coming. See, now I'm trying to frame this like which one do I want very badly more, not which one is the least bad. And if you look at it that way, I'm kind of torn.
What's his words per minute? You know,
does like he know how to? Can he edit a podcast?
Can he edit a podcast? Yes. Can he use Squarespace? Probably. It's very user friendly.
Now hold on though. When he cranks it, does he use his human hands? I'm back to Face Cat. Hi, Face Cat. Welcome back, Griffin.
See, Griffin, what if his voice wasn't that, like, beautiful baritone?
He's still not going to jerk it with human hands. I'm good. Face Cat. Camp Face Cat for life.
I'm going to have to. I think I'm going Hand Dog. Hand Dog plus mittens. I'm okay with it.
See, that's cruel, though. That's cruel, because you've not only transformed him into a complete monster, you have sort of taken away the only, like, agency that you have given him in this monstrous form. That's the most fucked up option, Travis.
Okay, the mittens won't be an all-the-time thing.
Well, when it's cold, right? Just like a human.
Sure.
God, I feel like I felt such strong conviction both ways at this point, and I feel... I mean, I'm glad neither, but I'm sad both. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Like, it seems like if the world is going to make one of them, it should have to make both of them.
Both of them should have
to be friends or in the same house or whatever. Where are we at? I mean, let's just take a vote.
I could love Hand Dog.
No, let's just take a vote. I want to take a vote
I already love Face Cat.
Griffin votes Face Cat. Travis.
I vote Hand Dog.
Tiebreaker. And the other one dies, so.
Yeah.
The problem is I already have two faces that are very dependent on me and my journey. And I don't know that I need a third face, no matter what it's attached to, truly. I don't need a third face that's sort of dependent on me and sort of needing my guidance and expertise and wisdom and coddling and what have you.
I think it's very beautiful, Justin, that you're counting your children's faces, but not your own.
Well, nor my wife's, because they're not dependents. I'm saying that I have two babies that live in my house.
I mean, your face is pretty dependent on you.
Yeah, you do need to feed your own face, my pal.
Yeah, but I'm saying that these faces, these two, it's like a third child.
I get what you're saying. You hate my fucking precious baby.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying, Justin. Go ahead and say it. I'm a hand dog.
It's just like
idiot.
I'm an introvert, kind of, by nature, and I'm like trading away those precious moments of solitude.
Okay. Have fun getting strangled by a dog, you two jerks. Have fun getting strangled by a dog.
Have human arms.
Yeah, that's fine. No,
I'm
no,
still
yeah.
stronger.
It doesn't have the power of the human arms. I don't even think that it could bend them in a way. Like, I don't think it could flex the hands.
Sure, he could totally just inject poison into your neck while you're asleep. Or there's a lot of different ways.
Where's he getting poison?
No, have fun. I'll do the podcast by myself because you two have been killed by your dumb dogs that you wanted to get instead of my cool face cat who looks like Joey Pants. You stinkers.
Face cat. Joey Pants face cat could talk anyone into murdering you, though. Like, it's a cat. It's a cat with a mouth. And that mouth, like, pen is mightier than the sword kind of thing. Like, That cat could lead a rebellion. It could create sort of a Krang suit around itself.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm as surprised as anybody, but we're going to have to take a break at this point and go to the proverbial money zone.
I want to tell you about ZipRecruiter.
Mm-hmm.
You got to hire people for stuff. Look around you. You have all the cubicles set up. You bought the coffee. You have all the spreadsheets ready to be filled in. But what did you forget? You forgot to hire people. And you know what's not smart? The way hiring used to be. Or like job sites that overwhelm you with tons of the wrong resume. I'll tell you what is smart. Going to ZipRecruiter.com/mybrother. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology finds the right people for you and actively invites them to apply. You're not just waiting. You're not just waiting. They say, hey, you're perfect. Get in here. So it's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S., and this rating comes from hiring sites on Trustpilot with over 1,000 reviews. And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/mybrother. That's ZipRecruiter.com/mybrother.
Would the face on the cat age in relation to the cat's body?
The cat never dies, nor does the dog.
Okay, because just thinking about it getting old and wrinkly very, very fast just kind of bummed me out. But if it's eternal, then that's better. Can I tell you all about Casper, though?
Yes.
They are fantastic. They have the mattresses. They have the mattresses that you need. They're the mattresses that you want. They're the mattresses that you crave. Delicious, scrumptious mattresses.
The mattress you deserve.
Farm table.
They are so good. They are. We're supported by Casper this week. They're a sleep brand that continues to revolutionize its line of products to create an exceptionally comfortable sleep experience one night at a time. They got affordable prices because they cut out the middleman and sell directly to you. We, I think, all have Casper mattresses at this point. And my guests, when they stay at our house, get rave reviews when they, well, they give them, but they also get them. Before they lay down on the bed, I say, listen, here's how good this bed's going to be. Charles,
I thought you meant you look at them and you say, let me tell you how great you are.
You're doing great, but Charles M. from Des Moines says, this mattress is da bomb. 5 stars, so good, look forward to it. Their mattresses combine multiple supportive memory foams for a quality sleep surface with the right amounts of both sink and bounce. You can be sure of your purchase with Casper's 100-night risk-free sleep-on-it trial, and you can get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/brother and using the promo code BROTHER at checkout. Terms and conditions apply.
How about another message here from Jenny, and it's for Peter, and it goes a little something like this. Happy meat-iversary, Peter. Now, this one, I'm going to be real clear and say it's M-E-E-T, iversary, Peter. You are so wonderful, and every moment with you is pure magic. Thank you for introducing me to Bim Bam, Sawbones, and Wonderful. I'm super excited for our next lofts. Adventure and cuddles in the coming years. I cannot wait to marry you. I love you to the moon and back. And that is so sweet and was supposed to be read 8 months ago, but is still so sweet is the thing about it.
And you know what else is super sweet? Like Sawbones is good. Wonderful is good. But have you tried Schmanners? And that message comes to us from Travis.
Yeah, pay me and Justin $100 right now.
I will in kisses.
No, Venmo me $100 fucking dollars right now, you creep.
You know what? I'm going to do the other one, too, because that's how I'm going to do it. It's for Dylan, and it's from your cat, Special Boy.
Oh, no.
Meow. Hello. I love you. Sorry I don't understand soft paws and break the no-slapping rule constantly. Also, sorry for running out the front door all the time. The hallway is just so interesting, but also scary. So please continue to rescue me. Meow.
Oh, no.
That's great. How did the cat get the money to... Can Face Cat get a job in, like, customer service?
Marketing. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm all about that.
Love this crazy cat.
But then Hand Dog could totally be a typist or
manual labor
electrician.
For sure.
This is what I'm saying. Not enough people are interested in manual labor jobs like mechanic and plumber and electrician. Hand Dog could fill in that.
It is starting to raise the question of which one could move out, which is usually desirable.
Which one can become autonomous and not my problem.
I feel like Face Cat is going to be able to get a social security number much easier than Hand Dog would, right?
But Hand Dog could drive.
No, here's what it's going to be in the eyes of the law, and this is it. This is a dog with human hands. This is a human with a cat body.
Oh, you're right. Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's true.
He has a passport now because he's a human with a cat body. We can't describe. But I'm not going to give a passport to a fucking dog. No, this far, no further.
I'm Riley Smurl.
I'm Sydney McElroy.
And I'm Taylor Smurl.
And together, we host a podcast called Still Buffering, where we answer questions like,
why should I not fall asleep first at a slumber party?
How do I be fleet?
Is it okay to break up with someone using emojis?
And sometimes we talk about bugs.
No, we don't. Nope.
Find out the answers to these important questions and many more on Still Buffering, a sister's guide to teens through the ages.
I am a teenager.
And I was too. Butts.
No. Will you change your mind?
My husband and I live in a small, haunted apartment building with just 6 units, mostly occupied by other couples and also some ghosts. We've lived here for 7 years and have become friendly with some of the other tenants, occasionally having meals or cocktails at each other's places. Here's my dilemma. When I'm at another tenant's place and I have to use the bathroom, should I use the one there or leave and use my own mere steps away? Oh, huh. Of course, I want the sweet, sweet security of my own porcelain haven, but is that weird or even insulting? So far, I just held it and waited till I got home. That's the right answer. Usually when we socialize with other tenants, it's just us, the other couple. So it's not like a party situation where I could just slip out and back unnoticed. Help me. There's no place like home in San Francisco.
This is so easy. Can we just move on to the next? Because if you can give a nearby guest your pee-pee, but you can't give them your poo-poo. If it's a poo-poo, you have to go home and do it there. If it's a pee-pee, you do
I'm
it wherever
so
you want.
I'm so glad we agree, Griffin.
Yeah, because we've dealt with that with our hotel rules. If you're like hanging out in a friend's hotel room and yours is, you know, 20 feet away, you can give them your pee-pee, but you can't give them your poo-poo. That's it. Next question.
Huge problem.
Do you have to explain that?
If what you're saying is the accepted law, and I from your tone, that is, it seems to be settled law from what you're saying, then we are creating a culture where if you say, excuse me, I have to go to my apartment for approximately 5 to 10 minutes, you are then announcing your intent to have a bowel movement, which is okay. Not necessarily like part of the culture is not like announcing I'm going to go shit. Like we just, it's yeah. Simply not done.
Well, another part of the culture is not dropping a big one inside of this this domicile when yours is so very close, and they're definitely going to notice how long you've been in there, and they're also going to notice the bad smells that you did make with all of your process.
It's not necessarily arguing that. I'm arguing that if you have this standard where I pee-pee at your house, I poo-poo at mine, you are making it so people can always track if you've left to go poo-poo. Which is not great.
This is why
is what
we we need a social understanding. We need something like how pirates had like the black spot, where you just like slide a card onto the table and everyone knows what that card means. But in using that card, everyone is also agreeing like if this was me, we would all pretend like this wasn't happening.
And let me also say, if I know that the two of you left my house or room so that you could go and poo-poo somewhere else, when you come back, I will have a Harry and David cheese basket waiting for you as a thank you gift. I don't know why you think this is an embarrassing thing as much as it is me knowing that you've done me a great service.
We're joking about this. I cannot tell you how many times every single one of us on this call have been on tour with the other ones, and they've been in their room, and they say, well, I'm going to wreck your bathroom real quick. Go back to my room. It happens constantly.
Yeah. But now we must put away our childish things. Please do not poo-poo in my hotel room anymore. It is so bad. I don't know what you two do.
Oh, well, because here's the thing. It's especially why you're doing a favor. Because you could wreck their bathroom and leave 3 minutes later. Like, you're basically saying, like, this is yours now. You know what I mean? Like, no.
And if they don't notice right away and pin it on you, they're going to pin it on somebody who uses the bathroom at some point. It's just so bad. Poo-poo at home. Can I do a Yahoo?
Yes, please.
Here's a good one. This one's sent in by lots of people. It's from a Yahoo Answers user named Jack, who asks, Do planes move fast or slow?
Huh.
When I look at a sky plane, looks slow. I run faster than I see plane move, like what? How plane look like move so slowly?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's okay, so... And they won't teach you this in school because they're afraid. But basically, the plane hovers in the air, and then the earth turns underneath it.
Okay.
And then the plane lands back down.
Yeah, they're part of that's probably right, Trav.
So, like, I would say the plane moves probably about as fast as question asker is running, but then add to that rotation of the earth, and that's why the plane gets to Phoenix slightly faster than if you ran to Phoenix.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if I could jump up super high like a Mario brother,
mm-hmm.
I could be in Phoenix right now. I wouldn't like it would be like that movie Jumper, but quite literally.
Yes, that's why skipping is faster.
Huh.
Yeah.
Here is the problem.
Yeah.
Sky is big.
Oh, damn. Mm-hmm.
And plane fast, but sky is big. And not like ground. Ground is small. And you can walk around pretty much anywhere you want to, but sky is so big that it take plane long time to cross. So that is the main kind of issue, is that sky is so big.
But less to move around.
less to move around. Travis
ground,
is right.
Ground, building, mountain, tree.
Now the problem is I go in house and sky go away. So it can't be that fickle. Big, can it?
Fickle.
Yeah, it's a fickle baby.
Well, sky sneaky.
Also, sky let's, is, al- yeah. let's also remember, hold your thumb up and look at plane. Plane very small.
It's so fucking small, and I don't know how they do like the shrinking machine inside of it, or when, because I've been on so many planes and I have never felt the shrinking machine go off, but I know they're using it. Maybe that's why you're not allowed to stand up when the plane's like going up, because it's shrinking very quickly and your bones aren't good and you might fall over.
Griffin, you dullard. The earth is getting bigger.
And that's ridiculous, because it would have to get bigger for every flight that's going on.
Yes.
No, Travis, no. Come on.
You're getting kind of silly, Trav. We were all
silly.
I'm telling you.
Hey, Travis.
I know it's
Travis,
a little out there.
We were all just having a lot of fun.
I'm a big earther. I'm sorry.
That's a real hand dog way of thinking about this situation.
Just telling you. Earth get bigger.
I'm the one who looks at the glass and says, face cat.
Do you think this has been our weirdest episode of like 2018?
It's our spookiest one for sure. So I have a coworker who took my cookie. It was a wrapped cookie like you would pick up at a gas station. So it definitely was obvious that it wasn't for sharing. It was meant as a treat for me between doing work. Another coworker told me he saw him take a big bite out of it and set it down like it was his. When confronted about the cookie, he said, "Oh, my bad. You can punch me if you'd like." With no offer of recompense, brothers, what do I do? I just wanted a sweet chocolate chip treat that's from Lost Munch in Midland. That is
fuck, that's good.
Amazing, because what it has said is like, I can't make it up to you. I don't have another cookie. But we're square because I offered you the chance to do violence to me.
Yeah, I'll shoot. Well, beat my ass, I guess.
Hey, no, it's not my kink. I don't know why you... No, it just... I eat your cookie and you beat my ass. It's just a regular thing.
I don't understand. Yeah, this is how we do the cost of doing business. I knew when I took a bite of that cookie, I was running the risk of getting my ass beat. And that's why I justified it and thought it was an okay thing to do, to unwrap a wrapped cookie.
Unbelievable.
You fucking murderer.
Unbelievable.
That is definitely the calculation that this person did, right? Like, if I bite this cookie, they're probably going to want to punch me. But I will have gotten a bite of the cookie.
You shouldn't work at this place anymore. That's obvious, right? We were all agreed on this. You have to get a new job. You can't work with a person like this. No way, no how, no where.
This is step maybe two, maybe three of like a 10-step path in which they end up probably killing you.
Now, can you punch them so hard they go through the glass of the vending machine? And then you can reach in and get all the fucking Famous Amos that you want.
A victimless crime.
A victimless, well... There's two victims, actually, as far as I can tell. It's a double victim crime.
The person you punched in Amos?
And Amos.
Amos Lee. That's why he calls himself famously Amos Lee.
What would they have done if you had just fucking laid them out?
They might have.
What if you had punched him so hard that he died?
What if you punched him in his appendix and it burst?
Like Houdini, and he died.
And then you had, happy Halloween. Okay. But then you had to go to court.
Yeah.
And the judge was like, "So what happened?" And you're like, "Well, long story short, he took a bite of my cookie, so I killed him."
Yeah, the jury would find you guilty, but then the coroner would run in last minute and be like, "Hold up, we just finished cutting his tummy open. There is a bite of cookie in there." And then the judge is like, "Whew, okay."
And a note in his pocket that says, "If I took a bite of someone's cookie, they're allowed to punch me as hard as they can."
Did you do it, though? That's what I need to know, is if you did it, because you didn't say if you did it or not.
Because if not, what you need to do is you need to wait. You need to hold that.
That's
so
much
better. And then one day, punch him. And when he's like, "What the hell?" You're like, "That's for the cookie."
Yeah. And he didn't specify where to punch him. You could punch him on the crown of his head, and he wouldn't like that, I bet.
Ooh, wait till he's eating a cookie. This could be years later.
Oh,
and you
yes.
punch his hand, knock that cookie
into
right
your
out of
mouth.
His fucking hand so it shatters on the ground.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Yeah, that's fucking good. punch his butt so hard his wallet comes out and you get cookie buying money from it. There's a lot of options, actually. It depends on how accurate your punches are. Can you punch a wallet out of a dude's butt pocket?
This week on Mythbusters.
Brought it back for this one special, and it's a McElroy Brothers special. Can a cat have a face?
Where should you poo-poo?
Where should you make poo-poo? We tried doing it at our friend's house. He didn't like it. Myth confirmed.
I got a haunted doll watch.
Yeah, I know. That's what that sound
means. Halloween episode, and I thought this was perfect to help us bridge the gap between seasons, so I was very excited to find it. Got a haunted doll Gloria active paranormal winter / Christmas spirit dolls.
Ooh.
I am sharing my special winter and Christmas spirit doll collection. Meet Gloria. She was 22 years old when she passed away. She had high ambition to accomplish a lot of
Happy holidays.
She had a high ambition to accomplish a lot of different things. She was an activist and often would protest against issues that she felt were unjust. I'm not sure how she died, but she is a strong-willed, independent spirit. She will speak up when she sees someone lying or treating someone else badly or unfairly by slamming a door or turning her lights off to get your attention. I have heard her yell no before when she didn't like something. She will talk to you through a spirit board and in your dreams. She is a loving, compassionate spirit who really cares about what happens to others and will watch over you and your family with protection and care. And will stick up for you when needed. Do you know how bad your self-confidence has to be for you to be like, don't let my doll hear you talking that way because she's got my back?
Yeah.
The doll itself is 16 inches high and has brown curly hair and blue eyes. She's wearing a beautiful dark blue velvet dress with white fuzzy trim and has a matching hat. She has bloomers, socks, and black boots. She is also holding a silver gift. Gloria will make a wonderful Christmas gift for you or someone you love. Don't know what is wilder. The idea that you would say Merry Christmas, it's a doll with a dead activist inside, or that you would say Merry Christmas me, surprise, I got you a haunted doll for yourself.
Maybe you need someone who's going to give you that little boost of self-confidence every day.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Who's going to be like, here's you like looking in the mirror and you're like, ugh, I don't want to, I'm such a loser. And then you hear a door slam and you're like, hey, thank you, doll. You're right.
you hear the doll yell, no!
You are
Is that what it sounds like? Can you imagine being anywhere at your house at any time of day with any number of people there with any like level of security that you feel in your heart of hearts and just hearing yelled out loud, no!
No.
That's bad.
What if a face cat did it, Griffin?
Then I would know. I would expect it. I would anticipate it. How is this doll boosting my self-confidence? Is it like a Teddy Ruxpin where it's got a cassette tape of Wilson Phillips's Hold On in it? Because I could be for that. I could be all about that. It's just there is never going to be another doll. Justin, you've jumped the fucking shark. You cannot shock me anymore with this segment after the very sexual, very sensual spirit. You can't do it anymore.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go back to the woodshed and chop up some of these dolls, glue them back together, and see if we can find something a little spookier than a sexual doll. The thing is that this doll, I just didn't know that dolls had seasons and trends. Because if you look at this doll, its dress is blue, and it looks kind of like it has like that frosted, kind of snow-like trim, and it's got like silver holly on it. And it's definitely a Yuletide haunted doll. A question for you. If you had this haunted doll that was very Christmassy, would you feel okay about packing it up 10 and a half months out of the year? How would you feel about that?
If this thing's yelling no in my house, I believe it will find itself packed up 12 out of 12 months of the year.
That's
worse.
I'm more okay with the doll randomly, like from a shelf somewhere, yelling no instead of
no. Yeah, from the attic, just no.
Oh,
no, 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 that's
we're talking about the maybe the most effective form of Elf on the Shelf imaginable, because it's not just like, oh, don't steal a cookie because it's a sin, I guess, and the elf will tell Jesus and you won't get any presents or heavenly reward at the end of your life. You also have this doll as maybe backup for this elf who literally will chide the child, just chide them so good and so loud and so scary.
Oh, boy. It's kind of sad, this one.
Oh, no.
I just got a sad doll. You know? I don't know.
All right.
I bummed myself out with this one because somebody is going to buy themselves a haunted doll for Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
That bums me out. I shouldn't have thought about that.
Well, maybe it could be like a Christmas shoe situation.
Ooh.
And it's like, if mama meets Jesus tonight and needs a ghost to guide her up the spiral pathway into the crystal heavens.
If mama meets Jesus tonight, I want to have a doll for her spirit to leap into. I'm channeling my mom's ghost into this special Christmas doll.
Do they sell husks on eBay, or is that just, if I go into any like American Girl store, is it just Husk City, baby? Husk City.
The way this population is expanding daily, we are soon going to have two designations, dolls and not haunted dolls. Those would be the two different things there are, because it would be such a rarity to find one that doesn't have a ghost inside of it.
Yeah, sure. It's like trying to find an apartment. You know what I mean? You're going to have to find a real, like when you die, you're like, I'd really like to, I can't find an empty doll anywhere. Jeez. Yeah.
This is how like Polly Pocket and all that shit came about. It's just sort of efficiency. Just that you get a big box full of Polly Pockets, you fit like, you know, 60,000 people in that one.
You ever see that Matt Damon movie?
Yeah.
Basically that.
It's awesome. He gets shrunk down and gets put in a hell box. Full of just a bunch of writhing flesh. It's really, it's funny.
Honey, I Shrunk the Mat, I believe it was called. Mm-hmm. Meet Matt, because he pilots a giant Matt Damon. Hey, folks, that's going to do it for us for this episode of our podcast, My Brother and Me. We hope you've had a deliciously spooky time with us here. We would remind you, though, that you should please go vote.
Please
go vote for good people, please.
Didn't I go vote?
Did you? Please go vote. We got a mailing list that is going to get rolling here. The first one may have already gone out, possibly. Is that possible? May have. But you'll want to sign up for it. Go to bit.ly/McElroy Mail, MAIL. It's not a pyramid scheme, and a lot of people have been buzzing about that. And I don't know who keeps saying that. It's not a pyramid scheme. It's just a regular mailing list.
I also want to say, if you are anywhere near the Cincinnati area, I've got one of my Underground Society shows coming up November 16th. You can get tickets for that at bit.ly/cussnovember2018. We've got a lot of fun guests, and you can come out and hang out with a bunch of cool people, and you'll find out who the guests are once you get there and join the society or whatnot.
I want to thank John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song, It's a Departure, off the album Putting the Days to Bed. Fantastic song, fantastic album, good band, great dude, good times, great oldies. Yeah. I also want to thank Max Fun for having us on the network. Go to MaximumFun.org. Just start clicking on shit, and you will find so many good shows, and you're going to love listening to them. We have other stuff at McElroyShows.com. Anything else, boys?
Oh, yeah. We've got exciting new stuff at MacRoyMerch.com. Yep. Including, I believe, some like Candle Night stuff you should go check out. And also, we've got our shows coming up in Denver and Austin, so please send your questions in for that with Denver and Austin in the subject line. And the Adventure Zone graphic novel book 2 is available for pre-order now at theadventurezonecomic.com.
How about a final Yahoo?
Yes, please.
It was sent in by Adrian Cowles. Thank you, Adrian. It's an anonymous Yahoo Answers user who I'm going to call Julian, who asks, if I can catch a scorpion, does it become my pet?
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been My Brother, My Brother and Me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.
We've all made mistakes in book club, right? You drink a little too much, you don't actually read the book, and if you're under the bubble in Fairhaven, your individual will get subsumed by the collective.
Hey, maybe I just let him go and whip us up some guac.
We do not require guac. We require only nutrients and expansion. You will become book club. You will eat, pray, and love with us. Join book club.
Bubble, the sci-fi comedy from MaximumFun.org. Just open your podcast app and search for Bubble.